welcome, welcome, welcome. You are now
turning ears to the Copy Channel.
I'm Banks.
I'm Cozy.
Yeah, and on this channel, you know what I'm saying? We talk about everything, you know, from I ain't even gonna name the topics because you never know what you're gonna find. But you're gonna find anything. And it's just, you know, we wanna get comfortable, get relaxed. You know, one motto that we have is that we just, you know, we try to be unbothered, you know what I'm saying? So let's jump in, you know what I'm saying, this first episode. So, man, let's talk about the topic that we're supposed to be talking about.
Yes, sir. This is my specialty.
Yeah, this man. Hey, he do swear like he is like this relationship expert. You know what I'm saying? So y'all gonna get to be the judge now. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what the world think. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
what we talking about? So what we talking about? Dating in our 30s. So we got to set it up, right? All right. So we both in our late 30s at this point. So we didn't see the entire decade. Mm-hmm. And I would say for most of this decade, we've probably been single, right?
Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Think so.
Yeah.
So I mean, we are kind of experts. Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Bruh. Yeah. Yeah. I actually did a poll on social media not long ago. About a year or so ago. And the question was, is it easier dating in your 30s? It is easier dating in your 30s because you know what bullshit you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept. You didn't know that when you was in your 20s. It was like really more of like a you were exploring in your 20s because you didn't know what you wanted and what you didn't want out of your mate. Right. Like after my marriage,
right.
Yeah. I knew what I wanted and what I didn't want. But it didn't mean that I ain't experienced everything.
Exactly. And that's the thing about it. That's what kind of makes it harder, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So yeah, yeah.
You spend all your time sifting through all this bullshit to try to find what you want.
Man.
And in the in-between time, you get to start thinking like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting to my late 30s, so... Dang, do I want to ignore this red flag? Even though I said I ain't going to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Do I want to be like, alright, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this is alright, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It didn't start going kind of back and forth. I mean, that's kind of my experience, you feel me?
Yeah.
In my 30s, it's like, I know what I want, you know what I'm saying? But shit, at times, a motherfucker will make you feel like you asking for too much, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, for the most part, though, like, you know, I mean, she could be pretty promising, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she's talking the talk like, you know, like basically, like, you know, when we first dealt with each other, we dealt with each other like 2 years ago or so, 2-3 years when I first moved out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she said that she just wasn't ready for me because she felt like I got too much attention from women.
Man, that should be hard, man.
So she friend zoned me, bro. That was like the first chick that ever friend zoned me, and I respected it because it was just like instead of her like flipping out and acting crazy
about it,
yeah. She was just like, I got a friend zone you because I can't deal with that pressure right now.
And that, I mean, that was good that she was honest enough with herself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
To acknowledge
that and be like, you know what? Let me not even set myself up to get hurt. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was good on her part. But it's like, I hate that shit because I don't understand how anybody would want somebody that don't nobody else want. Like, that makes no sense.
You might as well go and get with a ugly person.
Like, you just want a little somebody that's literally not getting no attention from nobody at all. Like, nobody is looking like, dang, okay. Like, what? That don't make no sense.
Makes no sense
that
at
should
all,
give me, like, confirmation and validation when when niggas is looking, like, I'm like, yeah, that's me. Yeah. Yeah.
Big facts.
You know, big facts. Because you niggas be looking. Niggas be looking.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's right. I mean, that's my complex, bro. That's that complex I got.
What?
You know what I'm saying? When I'm, it could be a chick and she could be solid as fuck. But if we've been out before and niggas wasn't really like looking your way, it plays a role in my head, because then I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, am I just settling at this point?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so, you know, and I mean, trust me, it's only been one time in my life. Yeah, it's been one time in my life. One time.
And I mean, that's confirmation too, though, man, because you thinking that shit in your mind. Like, if your girl don't look that good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You thinking that shit in your mind, like, damn, man. And then you go out, and then ain't nobody else looking at her either, and you like, damn, this bitch is ugly.
Hey, you're like, oh shit.
Like,
hey, we about to do a whole bunch of home dates. Homebody. I'm a homebody now.
Let's just watch this. It's a new movie.
Let's order some pizza.
Order some pizza.
Hell yeah.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, out the gate, you know, I think most women, you should think about it in this context. Especially if you know the dude is really getting his bread and he can financially afford it, if he's not offering to take you out into the public's eye, then that may be a sign for you to do an internal look or external look. It could be one of the two.
Yeah.
Cause dudes, for men, we're physical, man. Like if I got a fine, if my girl fine as fuck, you know what I'm saying? She fine as hell, body nice, A1 or whatever it may be. Or she could be petite. I love petite women too. You feel what I'm saying? But fine though. And I'm gonna take you in public. You feel what I'm saying? Like for men, that's a physical thing. It's like a, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I got this
my
on
chest
my,
out. You feel me?
I got this on my arm. You feel me? I'm out here. Like, it's only going to be like two reasons I ain't going to want to take you out. Like, either you don't know how to act when you out in public. You know what I'm saying?
Which means you shouldn't really fuck with anyone.
Exactly. Yeah. You shouldn't be fucking with her anyway. That's just, come on.
Yeah.
And then two is like, shit, man. It's like, I mean, what other reason is it to go out, man? Honestly, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going to show off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want to be out in the atmosphere.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, man, like, I don't want, I put it this way. I'm not going to go out with no chick that I feel, like, embarrassed to be out with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that means that you got to be put together, man. You know what I'm saying?
Got to be well
I
got to
feel
together.
Like you compliment me. You know what I'm saying? You
it's
know what I mean?
It's a fact. It's a fact.
If I feel like you compliment me and we have a good ass time when we go out, oh yeah, we going whenever. You can't be boring and you can't be unwilling to put that shit on and make sure you put together.
Gotta look good, man. I promise you.
It is what it is.
It's gonna be very rare. It's gonna be very rare for me to just go out with a chick and I'm the compliment to her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be bad.
I want you to make me look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Make me proud.
Make me proud, baby. Go ahead and put that on right there.
Straight up.
It's too short. No, it ain't too short.
It's good.
Trust
it's
me.
Good.
I've been in plenty of strip clubs to know it ain't too short. You know what I'm saying? Like, So that's important, bro. Dating. A lot of people just be settling for what? Hey, you know what? So I got a brother. My brother, he is only 16 months younger than me. So we do like vibe off of each other and give each other good advice. You feel what I'm saying? One thing he told me though, because it was like a little some time ago, whatnot, and I was dealing with the chick. The chick, she was pretty physically pretty, well put together, but like when it came down to like what was most important, she was not well put together. And at that time, and at that time, I was at one of my lows. It was like back in 2018. I was at one of my lows.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Financially, I was in my lows. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I still had like some things. I still had a luxury car and all other stuff, but I still was at my low. We all had them moments, right?
Oh hell yeah.
And so Greg was like, bro, you know what I'm saying? What you fail to realize is a lot of times we tend to date the people that are conducive to our current situation.
Yeah, that's reflective of it.
It's reflective of it.
Uh-huh.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever is reflective of.
Because you feel like this is, at that point, you feel like that's what you deserve kind of shit.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like so not self-love for sure.
Yeah, you know it's saying? Like I can't, like I don't deserve nothing better than this because look at what I can do. I didn't been in that situation. This is what I can offer,
yeah.
I done been in that situation plenty of times, bro. Yeah, that's the way you just don't want to, like, I done been to the point where I'm like, I can't even really fuck with nobody right now because
yeah.
I ain't got shit to offer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I ain't even got a little bit to offer, so I definitely feel that.
Yeah.
But you're right though, man. But what you can't do though, you still can't settle in that though. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. you're still entitled to have what you want at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You shouldn't have to sacrifice anything, especially that's reasonable. You know uh-huh. what I'm saying? You shouldn't uh-huh. have to sacrifice anything that you really want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You definitely shouldn't have to sacrifice none of yourself.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
And that's what I think we find ourselves doing a lot, man.
I
know I used to do that shit a lot. But, I mean, you just got to pay attention to the signs, man. The signs be there, man.
Oh, yeah.
We
yeah,
just get so caught up, man, and we ignore the shit. You know what I'm saying? And it be like, you know, when you go so long without being in a relationship or... You know, sometimes you go so long without even shit being able to go out with a chick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then that's when you start wanting to settle and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But shit, at a point, man, you got to get to that point where you just cool with just being just you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then once you get to that point, though, that's when I feel the best shit start happening, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how that shit happened for me. Nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how yeah. it's happening for me. Nigga.
Happening currently
Let
for
me
you.
Say
you know what I mean?
Nigga.
Happening currently.
Because I was show at a point where, like, I was good, nigga. I'm single, nigga. Oh, shit. My son about
that's
to
That's my
be...
problem, bro.
What?
That's my problem.
What?
But you just said you got to a place where you were just like, I'm good being single.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, my time.
Yeah, you don't want to be. Yeah, see, that's
I want a kid.
I'm
hey.
Telling you, man.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe I just didn't get to that place where it's just like, you know what? I'm cool being single. You
I'm
know
telling
what I'm
you. And as soon and as then, you, as soon as you really, I'm telling you,
get
bro,
to that place.
As soon as you really get to that place and believe that shit, you're going to start acting that way. It's gonna be a different way that you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that shit is gonna fall in your lap, man. I'm telling you.
And this is gonna happen.
It's
huh?
just gonna happen, man. Cause
Boy.
You ain't looking for it.
Yeah, I'm getting to a place, bro. Now it's just like. I ain't really too much feeling it. Like, I'm not.
And that shit fun, too. Anyway, like, the process, I mean, I feel like, shit, once you get to that point where you're like, I'm cool with being single, nigga, you're going to actually enjoy that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then it's going to get to a point, you know, son, she going to come along and she going to make you want to change your mind again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But see, that'd be the thing, though. I mean, do you think, that's a question. Like, do you think that women feel that they have to be on a certain level to attract a man of a certain level? Because I don't think they do.
I don't think
and
so.
And I think that's part
of
the problem.
I think women have gotten smart and they realize that men are physical.
Yeah.
They've gotten smart, so they realize men
Most
are physical.
Men
as long
are,
as they maintain.
You know what I'm saying? A lot are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But then you also got men that understand like that. And I think it happens when you get just to a certain age.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
A certain maturity level.
Certain maturity
want
level. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Age.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, a chick can be cute as hell, bro, and I'll still pass up
if
she ain't giving me other things that can bring me peace.
But that takes a certain maturity level, and it takes a certain experience, too, because, I mean, we didn't have, you know what I'm saying, baddies, you know what I'm saying? We didn't have that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not all about that anymore, because we not that's not like an achievement for us anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, yeah.
When you was in your 20s and even your younger 30s, that's an achievement.
It's
Boy, I got that, boy. I knocked that. You know, I beat that up. But now it's like, yeah, I mean, yeah, I got this baddie, but also, nigga, she do this and this.
Exactly.
You got this going. You know
you gotta add to my life right now, man.
You gotta have that, bro.
You gotta add. You cannot subtract from my life currently. You gotta add value. If you ain't adding value,
you can't even just take up space. Cause a lot of bitches think that that's good enough too. Like they want to come in and just be there. Like, no, bitch.
Okay, so if you want to come and be here, then you are a liability.
Thank you.
A liability.
You're taking up space.
Liability.
You gotta earn that space. You got to do something for that space, man. I'm sorry. Come on, man.
I've met a whole liabilities in the year of 2024.
Already.
I done met some liabilities. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm cool, bro. I ain't even gonna say nothing, but listen, at the end of the day.
No, you're right, though, man.
Yeah, men, so what I was saying with that is that, like, a chick can be like, oh, well, then F him and move around and then boom. She see the dude that moved on, got in a relationship, they getting married, got a kid on the way. and she looking at her current situation like, damn, man, I can't even get this dude to be faithful.
Oh, shit.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That happens, and that happens on a regular basis. That's dating in your 30s, because you got to understand that there's a lot of women out here whose mental clock is ticking too, and they single.
And they comparing themselves to everybody else too, which is always a problem, man. Like, you can't be in comparison, man. You can't be in competition with your peer group, man. You got to do what's good for you, man. Everybody is on their own timeline, man. Everybody is on their own time clock. So,
shit.
But I mean, that's what fucks a lot of people up, though, is feeling like they got to do something within a certain time frame. You know what I'm saying?
That's my problem.
You add pressure to yourself, man. And then when pressure is on, like, you ain't always going to make the best decisions.
Make your rational choices.
And that pressure cooker, man, you know what I'm saying? You're back against the wall. You're like, man, like, you can't. But think about that. Think about that you're doing that to yourself. You feel what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody told you had to do this by a certain time. You know what I'm saying? You put yourself in a pressure cooker, man. Fuck that, man. It is what it is. If it happened, it's good. When it happened, that's great. It don't, then shit, it wasn't meant to be. You know me, I'm a firm believer. Everything happened for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And everything happened in its own time.
Yeah.
So shit.
Yeah.
it is what it is.
Dating in your 30s is definitely more complicated than 20s, right? But it's easier. It's easy because you know what you want, but it's complicated because
you know what you want.
it's easy, but it's complicated as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm saying, like, back to what we were saying earlier, man. It's like, it's easier because you've been through shit. You know exactly what you want. You know what you're not going to deal with. But it's harder because it just is what it is. A lot of people ain't going to measure up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and it leaves you with a choice to continue pursuing what you really want or compromising a couple of those things to have something.
Compromise, man. That's
and that's
hard.
Deep, man. Yeah, that's deep, man.
It's
like,
deep.
Do you want to compromise a couple of things just to say you got it? I got my relationship, you know what I'm saying? I got my kid, I got this, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to just stand firm and be like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that, I'm going to get what I want. I deserve this, I'm going to get it.
Hell yeah, because compromise means, you know, a lot of people use compromise the term and they really don't understand what that meaning means. Compromise means that you are sacrificing either a feeling or a thought.
Ooh.
You're sacrificing a feeling or a thought for the benefit of another person or thing.
Yeah.
So when you're compromising your standards, you're compromising your morals, you're compromising your expectations for another individual, that means that you are willing to sacrifice that thought process or how you feel for the benefit of how they feel or how they think.
Right.
Instead of compromise, find somebody that you can collaborate with.
Oh, there you go. I like that. Collaborate instead of compromise.
Collaborate over compromise.
I mean, that's what that makes more sense. You work together instead of having to chip away, man. That's what you're doing when you compromise.
Yeah.
Like you taking something away that's a value of yours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a piece of you. Like, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's supposed to be what's attracting her to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that part of you, those values, that's supposed to be what she attracted to anyway. So why should I get to a point where I gotta sacrifice that now?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Hell no. Like, let's collaborate. Let's bring our strengths together and our weaknesses, you know what I'm saying? Whatever we view as weaknesses in each other, let's see what we can do to work on those.
Big fact.
So I mean, that's the final thought. It's easier, but it's also harder. And it's all because you know what you want.
You know what you want. You know what you want, and you've been through too much.
You've been through too much to tolerate the bullshit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you ain't budging on the shit that you know you owe.
Yeah.
Because you done been through it, and you like, man, I'm at the point where this is enough, man. Enough is fucking enough.
Yeah. So I mean, on the cool, like, and I would definitely just say, like, dating in your 30s, yes, it is complicated because you do know what you want. So because we know what we want, we move a little bit quicker than we did when we was in our 20s.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But don't complicate the process. Don't skip steps.
Yeah.
Do not skip steps.
So at the end of the day, man, my message is that, you know, dating in your 30s is like, it's good. You know what you want. You should, by the time you get to your 30s, or shit, in your 30s, you should be trying to lock down exactly what you want.
Uh-huh.
So that's number one. Uh-huh. When you get to that point, don't settle at the end of the day.
Uh-uh.
Like, don't feel that just because you are in your 30s, your time clock has sometimes, some type of way, sped up. Because that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? Everything happens in its own time. So figure out what you want and stand on it, and you will get it. And be good with being with yourself, because that's where it comes. The best shit happens when you ain't looking for it. I'm living proof of that, okay? You better believe it. And that's all I got, man. Yeah.
Till next time, make sure you hit the like button.
Subscribe.
Subscribe, please.
Comment.
Subscribe.
Yeah, tell us comment. What y'all think, man.
If you feel like we need to do a part two, we will definitely drop a part two, because I got more stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But definitely do that for us. And till next time, you will see us real soon.
We out.
Deuces. Bye.